Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
I want to welcome you to the podcast today. My name is Chris Crane. I'm Executive Director for the BMBA, the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, and I have a very special guest in the podcast studio today. This is Pastor Eli Smith, who is a church planter, a pastoral leader, and has a huge heart for Eastern Birmingham. Welcome to the podcast today, Pastor Eli.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know some of our guests may not be familiar with who you are and what you do, and I think one of the most fascinating elements of your story to me is that you're also a police officer. So could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your family, Pastor Eli?
Yes, I've been serving with the City of Birmingham Police for approximately 9 years now, and it's been a blessing through all the ups and the downs and all of the horrific things that have happened, but there's also been some very, very miraculous things that have happened in this city during my time of service. I have a beautiful family, have five kids, have three boys and two girls, Caleb, Sean, and Chris, and Riley, and Kaylee, and my beautiful wife, Chandra, which also was a Birmingham police officer up until a couple weeks ago, and she's finally retired now. So she's at home and they're raising the kids. So that's a blessing for her to be able to do that. But being at the City of Birmingham has just been a blessing because it has really shown me how to be my best in the worst of times. And I truly believe that.
Well, on behalf of all the listening audience and pastors and leaders in Birmingham, we respect you, love you, and appreciate you and Chandra. Thank you so much for who you are, what you do, and who you stand for, and that's Jesus Christ. Some of our audience would be interested in where you are planting. Tell us a little bit about where you're planting, why you're planting, and tell us about the church start there in Birmingham.
So growing up in the City of Birmingham, actually in the community of Eastlake where I was born and raised, was really a blessing for God to cause ministry to come full circle for the church plant of House of Miracles to be planted in that community, because my passion is for the historic moves of God in that community and for the historic culture that has really been developed and continuing to transcend over the years. We're just honored to be in that community because that community really needs Jesus like no other. The Lord gave me an acronym. He gave me CPR for that community. And I said, God, well, what does that mean? He said, well, first, they need Christ. And he said, number two, they need continual prayer. And he said, and number three, they need revitalization and resources. And so also along with that, well, the very significant part about CPR is it takes both hands to push until life comes back. And I believe that we have both hands in the fire right now, and we are excited for what the Lord has already done and what he's going to do in the community of Eastlake. We just pray, you know, daily for partners to come alongside us and just see the handwork of the Lord and see the need for Jesus for the people in that community and see the need for jobs and resources and education for that community. It holds a very special place in my heart.
Well, one thing that you mentioned to me way back when we were in discussions about your church and what God was going to do, and it's been a fascinating thing to watch. Your wife actually worked in East Precinct, and it's amazing how your family just fell in love with the community. Could you just tell us how that kind of came to be?
Yes, where the actual physical address where the church is was actually a unique thing that God was doing, because that was the actual beat that my wife patrolled on a daily basis. And so it all made sense to us as the Lord was leading us in that direction. We did not know exactly that would be the physical place at the time, but we knew that that was the region and that was the area that God was calling us to. And when the opportunity came available for us and God blessed us to be able to possess that facility, it only ignited something that was already on fire.
Wow. So now the church start is underway. You have already done tremendous work in the community, and that's happened amid COVID. So tell us about the difficulties and also the blessings of ministering during an unprecedented pandemic.
The pandemic has been, you know, not just challenging for us, but for the body of Christ as a whole. But for us specifically, it's definitely, of course, has been a challenge financially and as far as attendance goes. But our core group has remained consistent, which has been a blessing to us. But we have been able to do some phenomenal things in the midst of a pandemic. And also, we were able to feed hundreds of people during the pandemic. We were able to do toy drives to bless children for Christmas. We were able to even do a Christmas store to be able to serve not only the kids, but for the entire family to come and shop for free. All they had to do is walk in and pick some items and also hear a little bit about the gospel. So it was a blessing to be able to meet a need, but also share the gospel with the people. We're actually in the process right now, even though we've been, coming through the pandemic, we are formulating a Engage East Lake team. So we're excited about that. And we don't want that just to be members of our church, but we want that to be members of the body of Christ, because we believe that not just the people within our community is going to move that forward, but people from the outside, we're really going to need their help as well.
Some of our listeners may be familiar with the community because maybe your parents live there, your grandparents. Some may not know this, but House of Miracles, the church that you're planting, is in a facility that is historic. So tell us a little bit about the facility and the legacy that was left there before you, Pastor Eli.
So it is a very, very historic edifice. We found out some very unique things about the facility. The main sanctuary is a stone building, which one of the last members of Lake Highland educated us on, was those stones came from the city of Centerpoint before it was ever established as Centerpoint. And that was very unique to us to know that a church that's been there for a century was established and was running and preaching the gospel way before cities were even a thought. And also we can tell the exponential growth of that ministry because you can tell where they grew their educational building as well as the nursery area over the time. You can tell at the time the community was a very, very thriving community, and there was a lot of families there. But I believe that the decline of that area most was because of the expansion of the airport, and that has really taken away from a lot of the residential homes in that area. But East Lake is still a fairly large sized community, so there's still a lot of people there. But where our church is positioned, a lot of that area has really been overtaken by the airport.
So some of the folks on that are listening on the podcast today may have had family and friends who lived in the community in past that were displaced by the airport expansion. Some may have gone to Woodlawn High School or may go to Woodlawn High School. You may have heart connections to the church and the community there, Lake Highland Baptist Church. Some of you may be familiar with that. So it's wonderful that the Lord has taken that legacy and is moving it into a new generation, and that God has called you and Chandra and your children there and the church planting team to do a new thing. So what's new? What's going on right now in the church? What do you see as the church has become this new entity reaching the neighborhood?
Yeah, I feel like there's a new voice. There's a new voice in the community with the same message. I believe that, you know, Lake Highland had the voice for Christ, and God just brought a new voice within that community to speak the same message, and not only speak the same message, but have a passion to do something about what's going on. And there's a lot of things that have transpired in that community, and a lot of violence has taken place in that community. But I believe in my heart, with a lot of the planning that we have envisioned moving forward with our Engage team, is to see our resources employed in this season to where they know that they have an outlet, not just for work, or not just for a bill to get paid, or not just for a shirt on their back, but a place where they can feel free. And we feel like if we can create a place where there's liberation, I really believe that this community can move forward.
It's incredible. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Eli Smith and the great vision that he has to reach Eastern Birmingham with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to the Undivided Podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, featuring Dr. Chris Crane. The Undivided Podcast, bringing churches in Birmingham, Alabama together with the goal of fulfilling the Great Commission.
Today we have Pastor Eli Smith with us talking about House of Miracles Church. He and Shundra and his children are part of a team that is planting a new work there, and it's going very well thanks to your prayers and your gifts and support. And Pastor Eli was just sharing with us about the new ministries and opportunities to engage there in the community. So, Pastor Eli, you'd mentioned that because of the airport expansion and some changes in the community, there was a shift there, and there are a lot of underserved people that God has called you to serve, and you've had an experience on the police force, especially Shundra, at reaching out to the people in that community. So I don't know if there's anyone more uniquely equipped to be there as a planting family than your family. So thank you for what you do. I mean, it's incredible.
It's an honor. It really is an honor.
So, you know, I know that a lot of people who are listening can connect with either the place or the community, or the church there, or what you're doing. So there are a lot of hooks out there for people who want to be a part of revitalization in Birmingham, especially making disciples and changing lives and families. So what are some ways that some of the pastors who listen, their churches can get engaged, or people who are, you know, just interested in the work, how can they help you accomplish the vision?
So I think I want to segue that into the continuation of what you were saying about things being new. So when you drive through certain communities in the Over the Mountain area or suburban areas, there's places for entertainment for kids. There's things for kids to do. For one place that comes in mind is a Dave & Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese. Our vision, and we would love for some churches to come together with us so where we can create a state-of-the-art game room for the kids in that community where they have a place to have fun, but in a Jesus atmosphere. I think if we could couple the entertainment from the arcade gamings and the pool tables and the air hockey with the gospel, I believe that would be a fun environment for the kids, as well as we would love to see people come alongside us, because education is very, very high priority on our list with our child care development. We really desire for this community to have a child care development center right in East Lake, right there in the heart of East Lake, right by the park, to where, I mean, it's going to open up an opportunity for single parents to be able to further their education, have the opportunity to go back to work, and do some other things that they've been inspiring to do for years now, but they've been held back because they had the lack of childcare. And childcare is very important to us. And I believe that childcare can also grow a church, because, You know, children are our future. And if we can pour into our children in that community, and if we can have the help of our, you know, fellow leaders and our fellow churches to walk beside us, and we can really, really pour into that. And, you know, the Word of God says one man plants and another waters and he'll do the increase. I believe if we just have some people to pour some water on what we've planted, I really believe that the manifestation would be a beautiful thing.
That's incredible, thinking about providing for tangible needs like childcare and investing in the next generation. But at the same time, that's a bridge to bring across the gospel of Jesus to these families, and to get them engaged in a local church with a pastor who is well-trained and committed to the community. It sounds like a beautiful thing. Sounds like something that a church who wants to be on mission would want to be a part of. So that's incredible. I love the arcade idea too. So I know there are so many destructive things, but to find something that is constructive and at the same time entertaining, that's not a bad word, because you're just capturing their attention, and then you're going to draw them through the net of Jesus and help those adolescents, teens find Christ and grow. So that's incredible. I don't know if you have had the pleasure of being a part of a church plant, if you're listening to us, but there's nothing more exciting. And Eli Smith and Shundra are just amazing leaders. They're quality leaders in their leadership team. They're very, very committed to the process, and you will love to engage with them. And we here at the BNBA would love to connect you to Pastor Eli. We'd love for you to meet Pastor Eli, even to come out and see the site and let him tell you again what he believes God is doing. So would you be open to that, Pastor Eli, for us to host some groups out there?
I'd be honored. I'd be honored.
Okay. Well, you could reach out to us, and the best way to reach us is via email. You can email Chris C, C-H-R-I-S-C, at bmbaonline.org, or you can just contact us on our website, and that's simple. You just go to BMBA Online. It's all one word, bmbaonline.org, and we will connect you to Pastor Eli so that you can understand the vision and join the vision. So, Pastor Eli, would you lead us in a prayer right now, praying for your work, but also for anyone listening who may be looking to engage in gospel ministry missions? Could you pray for us today?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have created. And we know, God, that anything that you have created is made in the image of you. And we're asking today for a spirit of unity. In times that are very testing for us all, I believe that unity will bring us over the bridge of troubling water. We thank you today for all of our law enforcement officers that continue to serve in trying times. And we thank you for every pastor that is leading in these trying times. And we ask, God, that you would give us clarity, that you would give us confirmation that this is the time for us to walk together and not be divided in this season, but walk in a spirit of unity, because where there's unity, there's strength. So let the strength of the Lord lead us and guide us in this season, and let us know that our works are not in vain, but our works are pleasing unto you, because you are pleased by our hearts. And let our hearts all be composed, God, into serving others and having a missional mindset, God, to be able to reach back and help others in need. So we thank you today for everything, and we continue to give you praise in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.